up on the KUCB News, local businesses get a tax break from the City Council, and the founder of OSI dies at 75. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 22 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair, 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Greta Mart with some local news on Tuesday, December 1st, 2015. 1 year ago, the Unalaska City Council held a work session on housing issues on the island. City officials and the public brainstormed ways to lessen the financial and administrative burden on people who wanted to create new residential rental properties and the burden on those who already own and operate such units. So city staff looked at creating a business personal property tax exemption. Last week, the council voted unanimously to pass that exemption, which city manager David Martinson says will help local small businesses. Although it means the city gets less tax revenue, Martinson says the exemption is worth it.
The city saves time and the business saves time. So at the end of the day, the minimal dollar value of what we would lose from revenue, we'll be able to get other important things done in the city, in the clerk's office, and our small business owners get to not spend as much time filling out the forms, and they don't have to pay the minimal amount of money that they pay. But every dime for a small business owner adds up.
Unalaska property owners will continue to pay property taxes on the value of their real estate and the structures on that property. But from now on, the first $30,000 of business personal property won't be taxed.
The personal property inside the house, so the washers, the dryers, the draperies, everything that you have in the house isn't part of what you pay in property tax. We only value the value of the existing structure in the land. So they still pay the property tax on that, but everything that you leave in the house, so let's say you had a furnished apartment that you were going to rent. All of the furnishings are part of your personal value in that quote-unquote business. So all of that then, if it doesn't add up to $30,000, you pay no taxes on that business.
By adopting the new tax exemption, city officials decided it was better to lose out on $35,000 a year in tax revenue, but save in administrative costs. According to the city clerk's office, there are 368 businesses on the city's tax rolls. In fiscal year 2015, business personal property taxes brought in nearly $2 million to city coffers. But a staff analysis revealed that the top 30% of local businesses pay almost all of those taxes. By exempting the first $30,000 of assessed value, 275 local businesses now won't have to pay the business property tax. City officials say they consulted with the state assessor's office to make sure the exemption was allowed. The founder of Offshore Systems Incorporated, known locally as OSI, has died. Daniel Robert Rosetta was 75. Rosetta was born in Seattle but raised in Anchorage, graduating from Anchorage High School in 1958. According to an obituary submitted to the Dutch Harbor Fisherman, Rosetta got his start in the marine industry by purchasing Alaska Welding Supply. It was working with crab boats that brought him to Dutch Harbor and led to the founding of OSI here. He also founded Offshore Systems Kenai and Ocean Marine Services in Nikiski. Rosetta is survived by his wife, two children, and three grandchildren. Alaska seafood has not been tainted by the Fukushima nuclear disaster 4 years ago, according to test results announced yesterday by a state agency. Alaska health authorities, working with the Federal Food and Drug Administration, pronounced Alaska salmon, cod, halibut, and other species free from radioactive contamination connected to the power plant damaged in Japan after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Sampling has never detected radioactive contamination from Fukushima in Alaska, but that has not stopped the rumors. Misinformation spread online has caused concern in the last 4 years, according to the Division of Environmental Health. Federal workers aren't getting much of a pay increase next year, but those in Alaska will get a small extra bump. On Monday, President Obama announced changes to the locality pay for federal employees, intended to account for differences in living costs. Alaska's locality pay will increase nearly half a percentage point to just over 25% in 2016. That comes in addition to the increase in federal base pay, which for the third year in a row will be 1%. Alaska's locality pay is nearly equal to that of Boston and Chicago, but substantially less than New York City's. The highest in the country is in the San Francisco area, which is going up to nearly 36%. The morale officer of the Coast Guard ship Boutwell says the city's Host to Coastie program was a great success this year. The crew is back at sea, but Lieutenant Junior Grade Nick Phillips said via email Monday that the program was, quote, truly a memorable experience for the crew. Phillips said 16 crew members made Thanksgiving Day visits to the homes of five local families. The cutter Boutwell will be returning Thursday to Dutch Harbor for the last time. The 47-year-old ship is being decommissioned early next year. According to Military.com, the ship is slated to be sold to the Philippine government. And finally, the tree lighting event scheduled for this evening has been postponed. Here's Albert Burnham, recreation manager at the PCR.
Being moved to tomorrow, same place and time, Burma Road Chapel, from 6:30 to 7:30, and the event is being put on by the PCR Advisory Committee, and they decided to move it because of the high winds and poor weather today, and tomorrow, according to the weather forecast at least, is looking like it's supposed to be a much nicer evening for an outdoor tree lighting event.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.